Hi there, it's Clint and welcome back. Thanks for joining me on today's lesson. Now, you might be thinking, hang on, haven't we already spoken about social media? Well, today I wanted to share with you how social media can keep your current students engaged and excited about their time at dance classes with you. In this video, I'll show you how to use social media to have your students loving your studio while sharing content with their friends. We'll also go through how to create a closed Facebook group for your studio that will decrease emails and phone calls from parents. So by now, you would have a Facebook page for your studio, which is awesome. But how can the types of things you post on Facebook really get your students and current dance families engaged outside of the classroom? And so that's what we're going to tackle today. You see, as more and more of our customers are using social media, the more we need to not only get on with them, but embrace it, because I'm telling you that it's not going anywhere fast. I'm sorry, but the days of only communicated through printed letters was left behind years ago. So buckle up your seatbelt and let's take this social media Mercedes for a drive. So some of you might be asking, well, shouldn't my energy be on acquiring new students through social media? My answer is, of course, that you should be spending time on this. But considering it costs you 5 times more money to acquire a new student to then retaining an existing student, I always want to focus on the people you're currently serving as well. So the first big way you can use social media to increase retention, but to also drive down the ways in which people communicate with you, which we've mentioned, is by having a closed Facebook group. Universities have been using these private Facebook groups, these groups, to encourage more conversation outside of the classroom. And they've seen class attendance rates rise, as well as students accelerating and getting to know the process that is transferring to real life relationships in the classroom and around campus. Now, at this very moment, you're either thinking one of two things. Believe me, I've worked with enough studio owners over the years to know what your initial reaction to creating one of these closed Facebook groups is. Number one, you straight away think of all those problem parents and students who will post negative things about the studio on it. And number two, you can see the immediate value of implementing this to really build your studio's community offline, which in turn will increase loads of things, including retention, referrals, and happiness, plus great things for your reputation for your studio. I can tell you right now that I've never received any clients say that they have had people write horrible things in the group. And if you're going to tell me that your parents and students are different, hold off, as I've heard it all before. And even if they have, had these troubled parents and students, they've made it work. I'm certainly not here to make your life harder. That's not why you're in the Studio Success Formula program. So I really love you to just trust me on this and follow the system. I've seen this one simple thing that will take you less than 5 minutes to set up on Facebook really transform the culture and the way people communicate in the studio. Oh, and don't freak out either, as you'll only need to spend 2 lots of 10-minute blocks per day on the group, as a lot of the time other students or parents will jump in if they can help. Once in the morning and once before classes start in the afternoon. I want you to remember though that this is a group and it's different to your page where you're building awareness of your studio with potential new students. Now to create your closed Facebook group, simply type into the Facebook toolbar at the top, create a group, click on it and follow the prompts. You can then make the group closed, which means you can send the link to people, then approve them, or private, which means you'll need to have them as a friend and invite them. Closed is much easier to facilitate. You can send them to all your studio families an email that tells them how excited you are to be launching the closed Facebook group with the link to join the group. Your students and parents are going to absolutely love this. When you send out the email, ensure you have a few guidelines, but most of all, let them know the benefits they'll receive, like knowing up-to-date information, being able to network with all the studio families, being able to see what's happening at the studio each week and what you have coming up. It's like a continual newsletter for them. So let's talk about the super cool content you can post on your group to increase engagement and retention. Every dance studio owner is different in terms of what they are comfortable posting and what they're not. So I'm just going to give you some ideas, and I've seen these really work, and then you can create and pick, like a pick and mix bag of things that you'd like to implement. So what are the super engaging content strategies that you can implement into your Facebook group? So number one is new teachers. You might have a new teacher starting at the studio. Make sure you make a party out of it and post cool photos or videos of the teacher along with the great things they've been doing in their career. Number two, costumes. Maybe you've been sketching some cool new costumes for a performance group. Take a photo of a sketch and see if they can guess what dance and age group the costume is for. Number three, notices. You may need to get something out there quite quickly that relates to the class that day or the next day. This is a great platform to put short and sharp messages. Now, don't worry that not everything you post will be for everyone. They won't mind at all. In fact, they will love knowing what's going on and appreciate your transparency. Just start the post with, attention, level 2 jazz, for example. Number four, say congratulations. You might have had some students do great at a competition or festival, and you want to say a big congrats. Post up a photo and say how proud you are. Number five, events. Maybe you have a crazy hair day coming up at the studio or watching week. You can remind and promote these events easy on the group. Number six, ask questions. Now, this one can scare a few people, but people love giving their opinions. Now, I'm not talking about asking something like, do you think we should increase our classes by $1? I'm talking about attention, open commercial jazz. I'm loving these two songs at the moment. Which one would you love to dance to this week? Number seven, personal insights. At the end of the day, people buy you. You are the studio owner, and while some studio owners like to keep their personal life completely private, I think it's important that your studio families get to have a peek inside your world as a normal human being. Maybe just a picture once every few weeks of you and your partner out to dinner or a family day or something similar. It's important that they see you as a real person too. Out with your family on weekends, etc. Number eight, competitions. It may be coming up to Easter or Christmas or Valentine's Day or Mother's or Father's Day. So you might want to do a competition. For Easter, you could do a coloring in competition for your junior students where you post the picture for them to download, they color it in and bring it into your studio. I'm going to show you how to create competitions that drive referrals through your current students in our next lessons. Number nine, special offers. You might be launching a new uniform piece and have a special offer on it. Or maybe you might offer all current students the opportunity to try any class they like for that week for free. Promote different offers you have for your studio. Encourage your dance studio families to populate the group also with photos from, competitions, practicing at home, maybe the splits. It's always great to get them building the page for you also. And number 10, educate your families. I love this one. You have multiple classes running each week, and it's probably true that not all of your families know exactly all of the services you offer. And so this group is a great place to talk about the cool other things you offer in the studio. Sure, they might have heard someone talk about the musical theater class, but no one's ever actually explained to them how it works and when it's on. So when it comes to how often you're posting content on the group, I suggest you do this during your, two lots of 10-minute sessions on the group each day. This is a closed Facebook group strategy in itself and can really turn around retention results. So I want to give you a bonus tip right now. It's going to be really awesome if you implement this into your studio, but I'd love you to take it, you know, one step further, and that's to measure the results. So let's run through the core elements I want you to track. The first one is increased retention rates. Now, this is hard to track in a month, but in 6 months, you compare it to the same 6 months as last year and see how you rate. I'm positive that you'll see an increase in retention. Number two, decreased phone calls and text messages. By implementing the group, you should have received less phone calls and text messages from parents, students, and teachers because they are finding the information on the group. Number three, student saves. How many students were going to drop out because of their engagement with your group? You've managed to hold on to them and turn them into a raving fan. Number four, improve systems and processes. How many systems and processes have you been able to improve thanks to the feedback and you've been able to get straight away from your customers? Think about how much time and money this will save you in the long run. Number five, cross-class sell. Have you been able to enroll your current students into other classes through your posts on the group? And number six, complaints turned into raving fans. You may have a parent or student that might put a complaint on the page. Instead of deleting it, address it. We spoke about how to deal with complaints in our communications lesson, so do the same if you receive it on your group or event that you're running on the page. When they get a response quickly and see how fast their complaint has been turned into a solution, and they're really going to start recommending you due to the way that you've handled that situation. So are you ready to launch, you know, your closed Facebook group? If you already have a group, are you ready to start using it to its full potential? I really look forward to receiving your comments over in our VIP forum around how you've implemented this. And please let me know if you've got any questions. I'd love to help you implement this strategy into your studio. Thank you again so much. I'm definitely going to see you in our next lesson. Take care. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.